Hi guys, you're welcome to another episode of Storytime with Jay podcast, and of course, still Jay here, right? So today's episode is going to be like a throwback because a lot of us have had these experiences, but some of these things just stay with us. A lot of people come from diaspora to do this particular program. If you go to a Nigerian university, it's kind of compulsory that you go through this particular program for 1 year. I'm sure a lot of Nigerians are listening to this episode like, oh my God, is she going to really talk about this? Yes, I'm going to be talking about NYSC. So this particular episode is the real story time with Jay because I just get to share stories. And this is like my favorite thing to do. I like to share stories. And I'm grateful to the people that sent in their stories for me to read on the podcast. You know, it means a lot to me that people are comfortable sharing their stories with me. So I hope you guys enjoy this particular episode. I had so much fun. I hope you guys enjoy listening to it. You know, it's just I had a good laugh reading people's stories. It was so amazing. So guys, while you're enjoying the podcast, do not forget to share it with your family and friends, subscribe, you know, share the word about the podcast, you know, review the podcast, drop a message for me on Anchor, you know, just let me know that you're listening and, you know, the parts that you enjoy the most. And if you have your own stories you want to share with me, like I always say, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at STWJAE podcast. I'm always willing to listen to whatever you have to say. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Grab your cup of coffee, whatever it is that makes you feel good, that is legal, okay? And enjoy this episode. And let me know what you guys think, okay? Okay. Today, this is the original story time with Jay because I got a whole lot of stories. So I'm going to be reading some. Okay, then I'll continue with others later. So the first one says rural rugged retreat. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to try and decipher it from my own point of view, which is maybe for this person, NYSC was, what's the word now? NYSC was like a village vacation where you just went to one place in one village in Nigeria for 1 year. This person says in NYSC camp, to avoid going for morning parade, I hid under my bed like daily. And I'm like, and this person sent the crying emoji or the laughing crying emoji. And I'm like, how can you hide every day? Like, I was so scared of the soldiers. I didn't want to be a part of that drama. So for me, every time that siren went off, I was on the parade ground. So this person, I doff my hat to you because you sabi hide. Because me, I too fear. I don't get liver. If they catch me, I go, they shake. I feel even peaceful body. And I don't want that. So me, I was always there. I was a good child. I couldn't even hide. I would even have my bath and get back in bed and wait for the siren to go off. Because most times wake up like 4. So, man, to this person that sent in this story, you sabi. Lastly, in this particular series or this particular time is the redeployment day. One girl said she had tuberculosis and was really trying to sell it. So I can imagine this person saying she has TB and she's coughing. Right? It was hilarious. The person says it was hilarious. So I'm just trying to, like, imagine what that situation was like. Because redeployment day, oh my God. I know if we talk about redeployment day finish today. Redeployment day on your own, na separate episode. Where you be say, you could just talk, or you share funny redeployment stories where you don't hear for this life. Because when it comes to redeployment day, you hear the most ridiculous stories. No, I'm sure the people that do or like carry out the interviews there, they would have like enough stories to share. You will see someone in camp, two eyes they walk, two hands they walk, leg they walk. Person can get there that day and say he has problem in the leg, is limping. And this someone you have seen in camp for like 2 weeks plus, no limping, nothing. If I ever see someone, you say that one part of his head doesn't work properly or is bent or is having brain cancer. So people, you say the most ridiculous things. Now, there are people that say they're saying the truth. That's their story. You get, that's their reality. But a lot of people are they lie because they don't want to live. Like, they don't want to live in that place. They want to come back to the city, or they rather just go to another state and not be where they aren't right now. I had, like, I wanted to redeploy at some point. I had my own story, right? That I was going to give. Not like I was telling a lie. Okay, I wasn't going to lie, right? It was the situation, right, that was going to be magnified a bit. But so people will come and say one armpit is longer than one, or they don't see very well in the night, or they can't do this. They just come up with the most ridiculous things. And it's funny. At the same time, I know that it's a way of escape for a lot of people, but redeployment day, mad though, you will hear the funniest things. People, you see someone on the queue and you ask them, guy, what's in your own sickness? Like, you are the, like, it's just another day at work. Like, guy, how far now? What's in your own sickness? So I'll say, I get migraine. Another person will say, I get this, or I get, you know, and they all come with doctor's reports. But this is like story for another day. It's story for another day. So there's so many other stories that I've got to share, and I can't wait to, you know, share these stories with you guys. So just keep listening and you're going to laugh. You're going to have a fun time listening to this episode. Mad. This episode is just cool. So just keep listening, okay? Hi guys, you're welcome to another episode of the Storytime with Jay podcast, and I'm so excited to be here because today's story, not even the story alone, right? The whole episode is going to be crazy. So I decided that since we had October 1st, the first day of the new month was when Nigeria got independence in 1960, I decided to just make this month like a Nigerian themed month. So basically, all I'm going to be talking about this month is just going to be Niger content. Yes, I know that's what I do originally, but I tend to like dip my hands in like a lot of things. You know, I talk about this, and I've had this episode that I've done already that I was supposed to, you know, have aired, but I decided to put it in the shelf and just, you know, do Niger content for this month to celebrate independence, to celebrate Nigeria. So, of course, one of the things that we celebrate, not necessarily, we don't do we celebrate it. Before somebody comes to my head, we don't necessarily celebrate it, but one of the things you have to do is it like a rite of passage if you're a Nigerian living here or abroad is there's a tendency for you to want to do this thing, okay? It's for 1 year. A lot of us don't like to do it. So I asked people for stories, and this time my beggy finally came true because people listened, you know, and I got a lot of feedback, a lot of stories people had to share about this particular thing. So what am I talking about? I'm sure if you're listening, like, you already have an idea. When I said 1 year, you already have an idea of what I want to talk about. So today I'm going to talk about NYSC, okay? NYSC Palava, that kind of thing. So that's the topic for today, NYSC Palava. So I have a lot of stories to read on the pod today. So I'm going to share my own story, right? Then I'm going to read a couple of stories from people, and you guys are in for a lot of laughs because I read some of these stories and I thought I had it bad. But apparently, people have had a lot of experiences when it comes to NYSC. So for those that don't know, right, NYSC is National Youth Service Corps. So when you go to university here or abroad, as a Nigerian, it's expected of you that you do this 1 year program where you go to camp for 3 weeks, right? You go to camp for 3 weeks and then you get posted to particular places all over Nigeria, right? So when I did my NYSC, I was posted to Kogi State. So when I went to the board and I saw KG, because that's what they wrote, I think. Yeah. So when I saw that, I wasn't like upset or anything because people had it worse. Like, people were being sent to like inside northern states, you know, and people were scared. A lot of people wanted Lagos because Lagos is where it's happening. Lagos is lively, it's bubbly, you know, the fun is really here. So, like, a lot of people want to be in Lagos, but everybody cannot be in Lagos camp now, that kind of thing. So people were getting thrown all over the place. So when I saw Kogi, I was chilled because I was like, hey, thank you, Jesus. So I could have had it worse. So I got home. I told my dad about it. Everybody was like, oh, it's like not too much of a northern state. It's nothing, but it shares the boundary with a Yoruba state. So it's okay. You can go. Do you really want to go? And stuff like that. So there was this back and forth. And eventually, I had to go for the 3 weeks. Because regardless of you not wanting to stay in the particular state they send you to, you still have to do your 3 weeks. So a lot of people, when they go for their 3 weeks, they always go with like a medical report where you get, there's a time where they'll call you, like when camp is rounding up and everything, they'll call you and you now present your case. But I'm rushing to the front, right? Let me get back to my own story. So I remember going to the park that day, the night before. I was really nervous. I was scared, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And I was in my 20s. So, like, I think regardless of age, like, that expectation is just there because you don't know what, like, you're just nervous. You don't know what to expect, really. So, went to the park with my dad and my family friends. You know, they saw me off. Like, for me, it really hit me when I saw my dad and my family friends when they left me at the park. You know, that was when he hit me, like, babe, you didn't really go Kogi by yourself, like, Mado, that, hey, Jesus. Like, you know, I cried. I was very upset because this was my first time leaving home. I've never had to leave Lagos or anything. So I was really nervous and I was taking the bus. I know that Kogi is very far. So I was like, hey, God, do I really want to do this? I had my own medical report in my bag, you know. I was like, I beg. 3 weeks like this, I'm coming back home, I'm done, blah, 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 and everything. So I went to camp. It was a long ride. You'll be pressed inside the bus. You just pray that the bus you're entering, you know, the driver is nice enough to stop for you, you know, to pee inside bush. I don't pee that one animal will not come and bite your nyash inside the bush, and it becomes a case of, had I known, I would have held this piece or whatever, or the pit when I got to my destination, which is not even possible because that place farm die. So we're on the road, you know, went with a bus that had they had this kind of deal with NYSC, so they were taking coppers to different parts of Nigeria, right? So we're in one of those buses, so they give us food. I'm sorry, I say a lot of soul and everything, but you guys, if you listen constantly, you know my favorite words are basically, so, and literally. So, just manage this thing, I beg. So, I remember, you know, being in the bus with other coppers. So, my bus was just people that were going to Kogi, and I think one other state that is after Kogi that I cannot even remember right now because I don't want to lie, that kind of thing. So we shall, we're on the road. We now got to the camp. Everywhere was dusty, you know. I was in my boxes. Was it boxes or a box? I think I had a box. I don't know if it's husband's house I'm going to. I think I had a box. So I went, you know, I was looking around. I was really nervous, man. I had my bucket. You know, we had to do registration. The line was long. You have to do that registration. They will not give you is it foam they will give you? I can't even remember. Because this was like 2012-ish. Like 8 years ago, that kind of thing. So we shall got there. We did registration. I finally got bunk. You know, I was sleeping below. I'll be under. I'll be hard to speak the English. I was shall there. You know, just hoping that, hey, this NYSC should not just, may not go cast though. Kind of thing. So I remember the next day. Hey, Jesus. The next day, like this, you're waking up very early because you want to have your bath because the bedrooms, oh Lord. Even rats. That is dirty, will not have their bath in that bedroom. I guess some people in their own like camp, they had it good, right? I didn't have it great. And there's some things I did in camp that I can't even mention on this podcast, you know, when it comes to like using the restroom, all the catapults and things, you know. There's so many things you don't want to talk about because they're so painful to remember. But they happened. But at the same time, you will not hear this gist from my mouth. So there was, you know, the next day, I can't remember, something goes off, you have to wake up early because you have to have your bath outside near the, is it forest or leaves? I don't even know. You should have to have your bath outside before it gets late. Because remember, it's boys and girls, right? In the camp. It's not just one gender-based camp, that kind of thing. So, we're there, had my bath. I went for morning march past or whatever the hell they call it. I wasn't really good at any of those stuff anyway. I was just marching so that all those soldiers, because the soldiers were the ones in charge, so that they will not be bad or go and punish me or something. I mean, I'm not very athletic, so I was just trying to just be in the crowd so that I don't go to appear for the film, that kind of thing. So NYC was the camp was fun to an extent. I started to get used to it, you know. I remember one time I made my hair in camp. Is he on camp, in camp? I made my hair, and I think the next day or 2 days after, I losing the hair was crap. You know, there was Mami Market was fun. I think I stopped drinking then. I don't know if I was still drinking at that point, because I haven't had a drink in like almost 6 years plus now. So I stopped drinking, but I think at that time, maybe I still used to drink in 2012, I was definitely still drinking a lot. So I think I drank in Mami Market, you know, the food they used to give us in camp. Some people didn't eat in camp, Sha. Let me just leave it at that. Some people didn't eat. They didn't eat food, camp food. They didn't touch it. You know, those are the ballers. They eat in Mami Market every time. You know, Mami Market, they have places where they sell drinks, they sell food. Like, everything you want. Hairdresser, everything you want is in Mami Market. I remember one memory that stands for me when it comes to NYSC food is the tea they used to give us. I'm not going to lie, I drink the tea. Because I like food. Yes, I should be able to, like, say, okay, I'm not going to eat this, I'm going to eat that. You know, be picky with my food. But I drank the tea. Me, I used to eat most of the food. I think the only thing I didn't eat in camp was beans. I don't really like beans on a normal day. So if you give me beans in camp, I'm not even going to eat it. So, and the rooms were congested, you know. I'm saying all these things. It might seem like it's disjointed, but I'm saying it because it's the way my memory is bringing this gist back to me. So, you know, I don't know, man. There was bonfire night. You know, that was, for me, that was like, I think that was my favorite night in camp. And I made some friends because I'm a nerd. I'm very geeky. So I like people that are weird, like me, that say funny stuff and make funny faces. So I met a group of guys that was the kind of person that they were. Now they're recounting the story or retelling the story. I feel like getting my album out and just going through it as I, you know, talk on the pod today, because NYSC, mad. I'm not even supposed to be laughing like this on the pod, but NYSC is cruise, you know. So I met these guys and it was just fun. It was just good vibes, you know. I had fun in camp. Like, after, like, a story that got sent in, she was like, after, like, the first week of stress, she had fun in camp, you know. And another funny thing that happened for me in camp, or it was just weird, was the fact that somebody I had a crush on in Lagos before I left, his sister happened to be in the same camp with me. I think she was even the number before me. We met like in camp. I didn't know her. I even, like, her brother was the person I had a crush on, because me, I'm always crushing on people every time. Like, every day is a new crush for me, or every other two, like every two days, that kind of thing. So I didn't know that was her brother. So we got talking, then she was like, oh, I have a brother. She mentioned his name, showed me his picture. I was like, oh, I know your brother now, you know, that kind of thing. It was just showed you how, like, how small this world is, really. So I had fun. There was Miss NYSC. Me, I used to go for all those, not like I would partake in the pageant, but I used to go for all those things and just watch, because most times, if they even force you, you don't really have a choice. And I remember one time like this, they rang the bell, I think. Was it bell sirens? I don't know. Like, they let you know there's this thing. Okay, I think it's a they blow it, that kind of thing. So they blow it and you come outside. So there was this guy, I think he had his bath late, so he didn't come to the parade ground on time. Man, they made this guy do frog jump, like a whole ass man doing frog jump. And how dare you say that you're not going to do frog jump when soldier that's telling you to do this frog jump. So you don't really have a lot of choice. So I went for, my story is long, my story is very long. You know, I have to just keep editing the stories so that we're not here all day. So I remember going, you know, it was time for NYC, the camp, 3 weeks camp was coming to an end. It was time for us to start thinking of, do you want to go back to Lagos? Do you want to stay? A lot of people I knew wanted to come back to Lagos, or at least somewhere closer to Lagos. They didn't want to be in Kogi State. Because I fell in love with camp, Mumumi, I thought that was how NYC was just going to be, you know, good vibes and everything. And I decided by my Mumu self that I wasn't going to use my medical report. I was just going to be fine in Lagos. I mean, in Kogi State, I was going to be fine. I'm a big girl now, you know, that kind of thing. So I called my dad. I was like, I was on the line. You know, you have to queue to get into, like, where they were having the medicals interview and stuff. So I remember calling my dad and telling him that, you know what, daddy, I think I'm going to stay in Kogi State. My dad was like, are you okay, little child? Do you know what you're saying? And I was like, I think I like this place. You know, I want to experience life. This is my first time out of Lagos. Girl, at the end of that NYSC, it would have been better I was in any other state that is, like, any other place closer to Lagos. Let me leave it at that. So, because a lot of things happened that I'm not going to talk about on the podcast, you know. Yeah, a lot of things happened. And I'm just grateful I'm here. Let's just leave it at that. I'm grateful I'm here to be able to share this part of the story with you guys, because I've ended in tears, though, that kind of thing. So I said I wasn't going to come back. Then I left the line. I didn't get back on the line. I decided, I'd made up my mind I was going to stay in Kogi State. So fast forward to last day of camp. I'm sad. Reality is kicking in. Maybe I should have submitted this letter. Or maybe I shouldn't have stayed here, that kind of thing. And I got into the bus that was taking me to where I was posted to. I was posted to Imane in Kogi State. Yes, Imane. And the bus started to drive us out. I was really sad. I think I cried at every other thing that is emotionally, like, I don't know the word to use, but everything that hits me really hard, and I start to cry. So I was very upset. I was crying. I didn't know that I was still going to cry, that what I was crying was not even up to a river. I was going to cry in a lagoon when I got to where I was posted to. Because when you're done with the 3 weeks, so they post you to different places in Kogi State. So some people were lucky enough to get Lokoja, which was the capital city of Kogi. And people like us, we were taken to villages. And when I say village, I mean village in every sense of the word village. Village in the sense that when there's electricity, people are dancing. And I will tell you categorically today that I danced on one of those occasions when they brought light in that place, because we're so excited, because I can't remember the last time I saw lights. Like, when I was living in that village, you know. So they took me to the place where I was going to serve. We got there at night. We left camp, I think, in the afternoon. Before I continue, I'm actually just glad that these things are just memories right now, because I actually lived this life. It was a painful one, but I lived it. So I remember, you know, we left camp in the afternoon, like I was saying, and we got to Imane in the night. I got to where I was serving at night. I was crying because I was just seeing bush, 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 bush. When I turned to the left, now bush. When I looked to the right, like two houses, then a bush, and another bush, 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 everywhere. That kind of thing. There were bushes everywhere, you know. And I was like, Jesus, just now you don't fuck up. Oh. Excuse my French. I'm sorry, I don't curse. But I was like, you don't mess up. What? You should have gone back to Lagos. What is this? I was like, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Like, for every bush I saw, hey, Jesus Christ, what have I gotten myself into? Then I thought I was done. Then I got to where I was going to serve. It was a house in the middle of bush. Like, when you come out of the house in the morning, there's a bush in front of you, right? Like, in the morning, everywhere is just, you just hear birds. Where I was even going to stay safe, there's a bush facing the place, right? I can't even, like, the story, I can't even finish it today. Maybe I'll do another mini episode where I talk about my experiences, because Mado, like, I got to the place where I was going to serve and I was crying. Like, I was bawling. Like, I was crying because I was like, what have I gotten myself into? How do I do this? How do I survive 1 year in this place? I have played myself. You know, I played myself mad. Like, man, like, if I, when I start to think about it, like, I'm going to start getting emotional again. Because it was very painful for me because I was coming from the city. You could say I was a city girl. Yes, I don't have light all the time, but light still day. You get, like, if DEPA takes light now, you know that, bad as it bad, 2-3 hours, except the one, the time where, you know, where they take your light for 1 week and you not see light, but at least, you know. But this one, they don't have light. Like, when they have light, you are rejoicing. Like, ah, man, no. Ah, now I see deep hand from my eye. And it pained me, Gorman. But I'm grateful that I was able to finish, even though that's a story for another day. Maybe I'll share it if I feel comfortable enough talking about it. But in a way, I'm kind of glad I had that experience because, like, I had that experience. Hey, see me saying experiences. I had that experience because it really taught me. It taught me a lot. I can't tell you what it taught me right now because I don't even want to think about it. But for sure, I learned new things. I learned to appreciate where I'm coming from. Let me leave it at that. I learned to appreciate where I'm coming from. That even if I think, say, my own bad, man, still be grateful because you don't even know what the other person is going through. So I'm really glad that I got a lot of people to share their NYC stories because it doesn't only mean just want to talk today. Mado, like, I'm just vexed because I know a lot of people have these experiences, so it'll be cool to also share their experiences. So just don't go anywhere. You know how they say it on the radio. Don't touch that dial, okay? We'll be right back after these messages. Of course not, there are no messages. But I'll be sharing stories about people's experiences during their NYC. So stay tuned. This next set of stories are so funny. I remember when they came in, I was laughing all through because I was like, these experiences are just too funny for one person. So I'm just going to start reading. The first one says, my first NYSC posting was Borno State. I said, no way, I am not going. I applied for master's and started schooling. After master's, I applied again. I saw Borno. This one, Borno is following this person up and down. I said, Ewo ni body odor gone. So at that point, the person didn't know what BO stands for, right? They were like, so the person was like, lie, I rejected it. The next year, I paid one guy in NYSC office to run Lagos for me. The night before the posting came out, I called him and he said, Kopa, Lagos ni o Ipaja. That's, it's in Lagos, so it's in Ipaja, because that's where Ianopaja is, a place in Lagos. That's where the camp is. It's in front of my system as I'm talking to you now. Monwo, I'm looking at it. Lagos ni, congratulations. I drove to school the next day and went to the notice board with a big grin. I saw my name and traced the line, B.O. I asked the guy beside me, please, what is this? He said, B.O. I said, it looks like L.A. He said, B.O. premium tears. Like, how can B.O. be following you up and down? Like, just accept your destiny and go to this place and read and just have fun in the camp and just do whatever you need to do to just stay sane. And after 1 year, you're back or you do your posting or whatever it is. The second one says, I just got back that year. I guess from the abroad. It was like, we paid one useless man in NYSC office to use his to use his inside connections to post me to FCT. That's Abuja. This Oga guaranteed he has done what he was asked. Only for me to collect posting letter, and I saw Kogi on it. Kogi is close to Abuja now, so the guy tried, if you look at it from that perspective. For several minutes, I couldn't remember where Kogi was. I kept on asking people around me, please, where is Kogi? Of course, I knew where Kogi was, but I was suffering from temporary loss in memory. What's going on with my mouth this afternoon? Of course, I knew where Kogi was, but I was suffering from temporary loss in memory. First day I entered camp, I don't know when I started crying. There was no fence, toilet, windows. I said something about toilets, didn't I? That time, they were having interstate clashes. I asked myself if this was where I was going to die. No fence. I will never forget. I called my mom crying. I can't do this. Get me out of here. I didn't get out of anywhere, man. Stayed there for full 3 weeks. Funny enough, I hated the first week. But from second week, I started having fun, Sha. You meet a million characters in camp. No lies. But that yeah, NYSC Connect redeemed himself, Sha. Because they reposted me back to FCT after camp. So at the end of the day, it was a win-win. But that's the thing. There was no fence. I remember getting to Kogi camp. No fence. I was scared because anybody who just entered this place, just see everybody hands up. Yeah, there are soldiers there. Like, no worry now. Maybe there are soldiers around. But the thing is, anybody feel enter, just say, hands up. Right? Gather all of us for a field. Tell them what they do, high jump. Where you want to start? You know, it was really scary. No toilets, bad bathrooms, and everything. But at the end of the day, fun, fun, man. So another one says, 8 years ago, I went for NYSC. I used to text the LG chairman, local government chairman, once I find a pothole. I did this for a good 4 months or thereabouts. Then one day, they called me in for a meeting to join their weekly Friday gatherings. They fed me proper pounded yam with egusi and ogufe. That's goat meat. I topped it with a fat Coca-Cola bottle. It was a beautiful afternoon on Ogudu Road. Once I was done, they congratulated me. And then looked me in the eye with a stern warning that if I ever try that nonsense again, that means if you ever like report or complains about potholes, and that will be the last of me. Come on, that one don't chop goat meat, collect threats. another one says his their NYSC camp was Babcock's first or second set. Babcock is a private university in Nigeria. Those kids scatter camp, oh, so much for Christian University. No comments. Moving on. One day, I took this story took me out. Like, this story, it took me out. It offed me. Let me just kind of, it offed me. So, this person says, and this is my favorite story. Like, this is my favorite story, no cap. It says, one day, I took bike. The next day, people started running. The bike man stopped and stopped the bike and went to hug a tree. I was just looking like, what is going on? People started shouting at me on the road. Kaimana, Kaimana. I don't know what that means. Now God say we no carry me go. It was the bike man that shouted, dragged me to hug tree while the breeze was blowing. So I'm assuming that this breeze was mad, though, because breeze that people are running away from is obviously going to carry you away. So if not for the bike guy, maybe breeze self go carry the person. Go, imagine going to another state that you don't understand their language and they're shouting. You don't know why they're shouting. You just see people running. So yeah, that was that. So another one says, I took bike and I said camp. The mumu waved me to sit down. And when we kept going, it was when I saw, it was when I saw bye-bye to Meduguri. I knew there was trouble. Oh my days. What kind of wahala? Oh my God. But like, my mind's really going. This one don't pass. It don't pass camp. It don't pass everywhere. Like, bike man, if you don't know where your someone is going to, just say you don't know. Or maybe there was a bridge in like communication because maybe language barrier. But still, like, I would love to know the end of that story. Another one says, and I think this is the last one, the Punch newspaper I brought. So this person was coming in from Lagos. The Punch newspaper I brought from Lagos the previous day was breaking news the next day here.
Imagine the shock when I got to the newspaper stand and realized they sell the previous day's newspaper as their dailies. Like, this story is they just off me. Like, it was just complete laughter. Actually, the one that didn't want to go to camp that was crying, and the one that there was bye-bye to Maiduguri. Those stories were just amazing, you know? And the beauty of it is, regardless of how bad these things were, there were so much things that happened in camp that were fun. I was sad that I didn't get to do endurance trek, where you walk for a long period of time. We didn't get to do that because for certain security reasons, it did not happen. And I was very sad about that. But camp was fun. Camp was fun. Like, there were so many stories that, you know, that happened. I remember Mr. NYSC, he was one of my paddies, and this guy just rubbed all the granite oil on his body. The guy was just funny. You know, there's so many people. Like, that story says, like, you meet a crazy, like, amount of people. You meet a lot of people that, you know, some of them, they end up changing your life, like, your life forever. And it's just amazing. Do I talk to anybody from NYC? Do I? Nah, not really. I don't get to speak with a lot of them on my Facebook, but we don't get to have conversations. But that was just a bit about, you know, NYC palava in Nigeria. And it's compulsory. Like, a lot of people opt out, like, they decide not to go, but the standard says that it's compulsory for you to serve your country for 1 year after your university. So I have a lot of friends that had to come in from the States or from Canada or abroad, Shah, to come and do their NYSC. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed the stories. So you see what I'm always begging, like, my begging finally paid off. But I'm always begging, sending your stories so I can read it on the podcast. I was like, my heart is so full of joy because I'm so grateful that people actually, you know, listened and decided to, like, just take the story and let us hear what, you know. So I'm grateful that my begging, like, brought about my story. So my beggy paid off and I'm happy. My heart is full. So I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who sent their stories in. I really appreciate you guys. You guys really made this episode fun to record and made it fun for me to read as well. And I look forward to getting more stories. I'm sure you're like, we just sent you this one. Doesn't matter now. We can start begging in advance for new stories. So thank you guys for sending in your stories, and I appreciate you so much. This week's episode was brought to you courtesy of my stories, your experiences, my experiences, and I had so much fun sharing your stories. So if you have a story to share, if you have anything at all you want to talk about, you want to tell me how you survived Lagos post-COVID, how you've managed living anywhere in Nigeria, please feel free to reach out to me. Send me an email, or you can send me a DM on Facebook, Instagram. You can reach out to me on storytimewithj@gmail.com. I'm free to speak to anybody, so please feel free to reach out to me. I want to share your story on the podcast. I know a lot of people are like, yo, beg, you know they finish. If I don't beg, I want to share a story again. So yeah, send in your stories. I look forward to listening and look forward to laughing as I read your stories on the podcast. And even if it's not a funny story, any story at all, you feel like you need to be heard, please reach out to me, okay? I want to share your story. So please continue to stay safe. Corona is still outside. Stay safe, have fun, but always be mindful of the fact that COVID-19 is still out there. So till next time, I remain your host with the most, J Baby.